From the kitchen in DRY San Ramon, it's Pancake, one meal told week by week. I am Laura Matthews. Before we get started, I just want to apologize in advance for any signal issues you encounter while enjoying this episode. We've been getting some interference and can't seem to figure out where the problem is. Another show keeps somehow getting on our frequency. Let's just pretend that's how this works. So, anyway, this will be...
Welcome back to Grandma Luddington's Chicken Radio. 100% white meat. No red meat. Not that I don't love red meat. My preacher says I can't have it no more. Now, you're probably wondering, Grandma Luddington, why is it chicken radio? Well, they got a ham radio, don't they? What about chicken?
Sorry about that. This will be my last episode of Pancake, at least for this season. Now, as this is the conclusion, you're probably hoping for some closure, some statement of absolution for all the ground that we've been covering together. However, with Sarah Koenig as my guide to all things, most of all this podcast, serial fans understand that I am under no obligation to provide any sort of resolution or closing. So, as a part of an unsatisfying yet undeniably precedented ending, let's first review the scarce evidence we've accumulated. We know that Sarah didn't eat crow for breakfast, because if she had, she probably would have died. My doctor says I'm lucky to be alive, which is a weird thing to say, seeing as how I'm definitely not. We also know that Jake isn't actually my brother. Wait, what? We know Sarah and I have met twice, once at a coffee shop when I was the coffee she burned her golden lips on, and the other when we were in the circus together. We had gotten into a fight and she whacked me with a tusk, sprayed me with water from her massive trunk, and then crushed me with her huge gray elephant foot. So that's it. At least, that's what we know for sure. Not only have we learned a lot about Sarah Koenig, I have learned a lot about reporting. I've learned that as a journalist, it's important to never make anyone feel bad or put anyone on the spot for things they might have said or done. Hard-hitting journalism? Hello, someone could get hurt and I can't handle another lawsuit right now. I think it's important that just as how Sarah Koenig inspired me to be a journalist and how I've inspired the next generation of journalists, that I pass on some advice. So here it is. It's very important to know who to listen to and to only take advice and facts from people you trust. Like for me, the only voices in my life that I trust are the dead, great journalists of the past that incessantly whisper into my head. Even if it isn't necessarily relevant to the case, I always try to follow their advice. Journalists' heroes like Nellie Bly, Amelia Earhart, Joan of Arc, and Helen Keller.
Don't rock the boat. Don't put anyone on the spot.
Now listen, I was an aviation pioneer, not a journalist, you old dip.
Nous sommes éternellement un. Votre propre âme brûle avec moi ici au bûcher en Normandie.
And quite honestly, I don't know what Helen Keller keeps trying to say to me. She keeps trying to talk with her hips. Here's one more tip. Fact-checking is a lot like syrup. It's slow-moving and completely purposeless. Plus, if you aren't careful, things can get really sticky.
Oh, I just got that!
Now here's what you do. You hold the egg like this in one hand. Now this will really impress all those haters out there. You can do it with one hand, just like Grandma Luddington. What, Grandma? Here we go now. Now hold it like this, crack it. Oh yeah. Now that looks good. Oh my God. Wow, that is spitting like a cat.
I had a conversation recently that I don't really want to talk about. I got an interview with Sarah Koenig's father, the dairy farmer. The reason I don't want to talk about it is simply because I didn't learn anything interesting from it. It was mostly about her childhood, which was a socioeconomic time period now referred to as the Great Depression. And it was the first time she listened to the Eurythmics, which was the driving factor in her leaving the farm to become the world's very first journalist. We also briefly discussed a breakfast she had with him a few years ago, during which she was telling him all about this new podcast idea she had. So, yeah, I just don't want to talk about that. Look, Sarah Koenig doesn't do endings, and she's my master and muse. So I can't. Sarah Koenig can't give a decent ending, so how could I? But I'm not Sarah Koenig. I'm Laura Matthews.
I am Laura Matthews. So you know what?
I will give closure. I will take a stand and tell you what is true. After months of meticulous research, millions of hours of interviews, and countless breakfasts, the summation of all my work has brought me to this conclusion. Sarah Koenig did it. She had breakfast that morning. What does this mean? I've broken the rules. I've done the unfathomable. Something better than Sarah Koenig. A cohesive and satisfying ending. Unbelievable. Un-Koenigable. In a lot of ways, not in the way that I just triumphed over my hero's one fault, finishing this podcast has kind of been bittersweet for me, but that might just be the aftertaste of crow. When reporting and discussing such a controversial topic like breakfast, people are bound to get heated and draw hard lines. All I really intended to do was to start a conversation by presenting the facts from a fascinating and rather troubling event. The community engagement has been amazing. People liking my posts, other people approaching me and telling me that they saw the posts and definitely will check them out at some point. I'm overwhelmed with support.
Now you want it to be exactly this color. If it's lighter than this, you're going to get worms. But if it's darker than this, you're going to get cancer.
Thank you to each and every person who took time to listen to this podcast, except that one person. You don't know who you are, but I do, and that's what matters. And to all of you who aren't listening to this, I couldn't have done this without you. But I did. All right, for the past 5 episodes, I've glazed through the credits, but this time, I'm going to take a little longer, go into it a bit more. The reason being, I care. I care so much. Well, okay, not that much. If you're listening to this whole story, you care too. You just don't know it. So bear with me while I go through this. Dry as it is to report it, if I didn't, I'd be toast. Oh my God, I just got that! Pancake has been produced by Rocky Chavez and me. I want to emphasize how much none of this would have been possible without Rocky. All I had was the first idea with zero tools or skills on how to actually make it happen. And Rocky recorded me, single-handedly edited the audio for the first 2 episodes, and even wrote music for a stupid little show parodying a show he didn't even know about. And guess what? He never listened to Serial. He still has never listened to it. Yet he has helped me this whole time, so I'm sending some serious good vibes to you, my friend. Now, you haven't heard the last of me by a long shot. I've got a few ideas in the works, so please stay tuned for my next idea.
Doesn't that just smell terrific?
Oh my God, I'm sorry about that. Now, where was I? Okay, special thanks go to William Randall and Joan of Arc for the French. Thanks also go to Megan Matthews for keeping me very humbled through all this. Thanks to Alex Richwood and his story consulting and for playing the cop in episode 5. Alex McNaughton for playing my producer, and again to Rocky for playing my brother, Jake. Thanks. Go to every single person who's listened to this, encouraged me, and complimented me on my Sarah Koenig voice. Let's all get pancakes sometime. Pancake is obviously not affiliated with Serial or This American Life. My sincerest admiration to the Serial staff and Sarah Koenig, as well as my apologies. My sponsor is Warby Parker, still unbeknownst to them, of course. The simple reason being that they offer the one thing that Sarah Koenig and the Taliban agreeing on, sunglasses looking cool. So, thank you everyone, and good night.